This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. California Fish and Game has canceled the 2018 Northern California abalone season due to poor environmental conditions in the fishery. Abalone season was supposed to open next April, but the Fish and Game commissioners voted to close the season due to impacts to the abalone population. The abalone are dying off due to poor kelp conditions, and a massive kelp die-off is the cause. The latest survey by divers recorded that 37% of the abalone they saw on the ocean floor were dead. State lawmakers want to create a statewide standardized emergency alert system for all residents to address the patchwork of differing emergency alert systems used by counties across California. North Bay lawmakers, including Senator Mike McGuire, would require every county in the state to adopt state-of-the-art wireless alert systems, establish protocols for when they should be activated, and require counties to have trained operators to implement the system. The recent fires in North Bay have spurred lawmakers to take action. The City of Arcata wants to alert residents that Public Works will perform brush cutting on Old Arcata Road and the Union Street roundabout during business hours this week. That will mean lane closures and one-way traffic controls with minor delays for drivers. The work is expected to be completed by the end of the week. The Sheriff's Office has located the body of 27-year-old Willow Creek man Kason Crutchfield after he went missing following a domestic dispute incident at a Mountain View Lane home last week. Crutchfield fled that scene in Willow Creek wearing only shorts and shoes after sheriff's deputies reported hearing gunshots. His body was found in an area near Mountain View Lane, and no details regarding a manner or cause of death have been released. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a suspicious vehicle being driven erratically on Felt Road in Eureka early Sunday morning. Deputies contacted the driver, Travis Anderson, as he tried to walk away from the scene. A search of Anderson and his vehicle turned up more than $3,500 in cash, 11 grams of cocaine, prescription drugs, and a loaded 9mm pistol. Anderson was booked into jail on a list of drug-related charges. The Arcata Police Department reports that the body of missing 22-year-old HSU student Aaron Henry was found off Highway 101 south of West Haven. A Caltrans worker found the knee scooter Henry was using because of a broken ankle, and her body was found close by near Elephant Rock. Henry had been missing since November 25th, and the preliminary investigation revealed no foul play. The coroner later recovered the body. The Sheriff's Office has received several complaints from residents near the Hammond Trail in McKinleyville about duck hunting in the area. The use of a firearm west of Hammond Trail, beginning at the trail's footbridge and ending at the southern end of Clam Beach, is prohibited by county code. The area is considered a no-shooting zone. Duck hunters are urged to avoid that area. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.